second installment. We know the machines better now. We're going to have smoother transitions. It's going to be a more put-together show. So sit back and have fun listening to the Dead Air Gypsies.
Just a building impression. I'm not out thinking you won't get me ahead. My ambition in life is to look good on paper. All I want is a slot in some big corporation.
Hey, I'm Alia.
And I'm Michael.
And we're the Dead Air Gypsies. And today we're talking about college dropouts.
The value or the cost of a college education in the 21st century. Professor Greg Rapid, who has a tenure in punk and Bad Religion with 21st Century Digital Boy. 30% of college students drop out in the first year, and 50% will never complete their degree. However, the average student that does complete the 4 years is left with $20,000 worth of debt. While some people were busy racking up debt, others were busy learning to operate businesses of their own and making money. Here's a list of a few people who were too cool for school, not too shabby.
Paul Allen, Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, and Steve Wozniak, all the big computer people, did not finish their college degrees.
Tai Wanna, the billionaire developer of Beanie Babies, dropped out to go on the road selling plush toys.
And we're glad he did. Aretha Franklin dropped out of high school.
Theodore Roosevelt only spent a few months in formal school, and Abraham Lincoln barely a year. Lincoln taught himself trigonometry to work as a surveyor and read Blackstone to become a lawyer.
Steven Spielberg was rejected from the prestigious film schools. He then enrolled in and dropped out of Cal State.
Woody Allen was kicked out of NYU for poor grades.
Carl Rove dropped out of college.
Frank Sinatra never finished high school.
Billy Joel, high school dropout.
Ingvar Kamprad, the billionaire founder of IKEA, never attended college because he was dyslexic.
Albert Einstein dropped out of prep school at the age of 15. At the age of 16, he began developing the theory of relativity.
William Randolph Hearst thrown out of Harvard for poor grades.
S. Daniel Abraham, the billionaire founder of Slim Fast, did not attend college.
Snoop Dogg, rapper and actor, never went to college. Quote, a lot of people like to fool you and say that you're not smart if you never went to college, but common sense rules everything. That's what I learned from selling crack.
Ray Bradbury, the science fiction author, said, I never went to college, I went to the library.
Sheldon Adelson, billionaire casino owner, dropped out of City College of New York.
James Fenimore Cooper, a novelist, was kicked out of college for a prank.
Tom Carvel, inventor of the soft service ice cream machine, did not attend college.
Thomas Edison, the inventor of the phonograph, light bulb, and lots of other things, was homeschooled by his mother.
Simon Cowell dropped out of high school at 16.
David Geffen, the billionaire founder of Geffen Records and co-founder of DreamWorks, dropped out of the University of Texas after his freshman year. I was a lousy student, he admitted.
Henry Ford, founder of the Ford Motor Company, never went to school.
Ralph Lauren, fashion designer, dropped out of City College of New York to design ties.
Eric Hoffa, longshoreman, philosopher, never went to college, worked as a lumberjack, a dishwasher, a gold prospector, migrant farm worker, and longshoreman.
Bruce Willis, the actor, also dropped out of college, and he said, quote, the college diploma is just a trophy. I have some bowling trophies I think would be worth about the same thing.
Leo Tolstoy, author of War and Peace, dropped out of university after 3 years.
I was fighting the mold in the bowl with my pee when a thought popped into my brain. If all of us hated high school so much, why was nothing ever changed? So I called Brian up with my plan to turn hot. We got a private institution in the name of punk rock. Got some government funding and our own private road. And 666 for a radio snow cone. I dream when I was in high school that I attended the punk rock academy.
Only option? Do we all need to amass $20,000 in debt while we're in our early 20s in order to succeed? Do we all need to spend 4 years of our lives living in an institution? Or are there other paths to knowledge, funner and cheaper ones. Well, I'm here to tell you that there is. And I've been going to the College of Life for 4 years, and I've already learned geography, communications, psychology, early childhood education, music, art, Spanish, and history for free. Why some people think I'd learn more sticking around the same town, twiddling my thumbs, and trying to stay awake in a classroom while someone lectures me about places other people have seen and experiences other people have had? Meanwhile, spending all of my hard-earned money to be there? Well, that's beyond me. Sometimes, I feel like there's a wind blowing. An idiot wind.
They cut it out quick, but when they will, I can only guess. They say I shot a man named Gray and took his wife to Italy. She inherited $1 million, and when she died, it came to me. I can't help it if I'm lucky. People see me all the time, and they just filled with big ideas, images, and distorted facts. Even you, yesterday, you had to ask me where it was at. I couldn't believe after all these years, you didn't know me any better than that. Sweet lady. You corrupt ways had finally made you blood.
was Bob Dylan with The Idiot Wind. Before that was a song called Punk Rock Academy, and I actually don't know who did it because it was just on this random mix CD that my friend made me in middle school, so I can't remember who it was. But I forgot to say that was the Dead Kennedys, the first song that we played. Okay, and here's Michael with some more thoughts.
You're gonna play the game, you're gonna play to win, 4 years and 20 G's, just for some sheepskin. So you're a yes man, think you could hack it? Then fill that FAFSA out and start this college racket. You want the textbook life? You want the norm? Learn to talk in circles and fill out a form? Spend hundreds on new books every year. But it's the same math since ancient Babylon. Just a new introduction. Tell me that ain't wrong. I'm getting my own education. It's not that hard. I just travel, live, and work with my library card. But you just stay in school, go full sail. You're a good old boy. You go to Yale. You could commit crimes and not go to jail. You're still institutionalized, well, I'm marginalized. You're in control, but I'm living free and I got soul.
Sometimes you just gotta fight for your right to party.
With Fight for Your Right to Party off the License to Ill album.
Now I'm gonna sing a song that I wrote about community college. We're not just college dropouts, We're community college dropouts. I wrote this song on my own time, even though they offered a songwriting 101 class for credit. Okay, here it goes. I'm just trying to do the minimum amount of work to pass. Grit my teeth and suffer through another boring class. Sometimes I wonder why I'm trying to get this general BS degree. I guess it must be pressure from the family. Community college keeps calling me back when I don't know what to do. Or I feel like I'm off track. Community college, with their open acceptance policy, doesn't care if it takes me 10 years to get my 2-year degree. People ask me, what are you planning to do with your 2-year degree? Are you looking into transferring to a 4-year university? But I say, until there's a university that's really cheap or free, I'll stick with my 90 credits of general study. Community college keeps calling me back when I don't know what to do, or I feel like I'm off track. Community college, with their open acceptance policy, doesn't care if it takes me 10 years to get my 2-year degree. Listen, children, I'll tell you a secret. You can enroll in your state's community college. That way you get in-state tuition and more financial aid. But take your classes online and live wherever you want. And then you won't have to go to class a single day. Community college keeps calling me back when I don't know what to do, or I feel like I'm off track. Community college, with their open acceptance policy, doesn't care if it takes me 10 years to get my 2-year degree.
Solace and abide. twice as cloudy as I'd been the night before, and I went in seeking clarity.
I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, I drank from the fountain. Then we go to the doctor, we go to the mountains, we look to the children, we drink from the fountain. Then we go to the Bible, we go through the workout, we read up on revival, we stand up for the lookout.
There's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. The less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find. Closer I am to find. Closer I am to find. Yeah.
That was the Indigo Girls with Closer to Find. We're so lucky, ladies and gentlemen. With us here tonight is a real community college dropout, and he's here to talk with us. This is Michael O'Connell.
Hello.
Michael O'Connell, tell us about your first college experience.
I enrolled in Bunker Hill Community College in like 97, I'd say. I registered and then I just decided against it.
Okay. Why'd you decide against it?
I really just registered as kind of a loophole just to please the powers that be, apparently.
Okay, so tell us about your next adventure into community college.
Well, I went to Seattle Central, I'd say, 2 or 3 years ago, but the course that I found, it was a 3-month intensive medical billing and coding course. It was fully paid for, fully funded, so I didn't have to pay anything. And then the guy that administrated it, he was kind of like negligent in his duties, so I even brought him to order my class 500 pencils when there was only 9 of us.
Wow. So tell us that story. That was a funny story about the 500 pencils.
Well, this guy was supposed to get us our supplies and everything when we needed it, and he was always dragging his feet and give us an excuse, and we were, the 9 of us that were in this program were falling behind the rest of the class because we didn't have our books and everything. So he finally came to me and asked me to make him a list of what we need, and I wrote down the books and the things that we really needed, and just to see how dumb this guy really was, I put down 500 pencils, never thinking he was that dumb, and he showed up with 500 pencils.
Wow. So this college guy wasn't that smart, huh?
No, he wasn't that smart.
Okay, so you're going to Lane Community College, was it?
Yeah, Lane's next. And I figured I could either work at the supermarket, or I could get a nice big school check from Uncle Sucker and live that kind of student life.
Okay, so you went... Wait, the 500 pencil story, what school was that at?
Seattle Central.
Oh, sorry. I wasn't paying attention. Okay, so you went to Seattle Central.
Yeah.
Okay, my alma mater.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. It's South Seattle.
South Seattle.
South Seattle, yeah.
Okay. So after South Seattle, you got your certificate in billing and coding?
Yep. And I've never used it yet.
Okay. So, armed with a certificate in billing and coding, he's off to Eugene, Oregon.
Yep. And then I realized that there are no jobs in the Willamette Valley, the login went down, and the economy's dead, and there's nothing, so going to Lane, I get a bus pass for 3 months, I get a $50 food card at the beginning of the semester, so I could eat, and I get that check in the mail, and,
so
walk on my right to party.
Yeah, so that's, a lot of people don't know, that's one of the benefits of enrolling in community college. It's cheap, and if you're poor and you get financial aid, a lot of times they'll give you, like, extra cash. So they literally pay you to go to school.
Yeah, I got the Oregon grant.
Yeah.
I even got the Oregon grants, and I figured I'm gonna have to pay back these loans and everything, but at the time I was thinking, I don't know what kind of shape our country's in. Maybe like by the time it comes time for me to pay these loans, we'll I don't know.
Yeah. So what classes did you take when you were there?
I took one of the classes I took was drugs. It was called Drugs and Behavior in Modern Society.
Was that a requirement for the degree?
Yep, it counted towards the Oregon transfer. It counted towards that, the Oregon transfer degree.
I just moved this microphone closer. So it counted towards it. How was the quality of your classes at Lane Community College?
I mean, all you had to do was show up and you were gonna get a B. And it was just like not much information. It's really boring. A friend warned me, he said that once you start going to college, it's gonna be hard for you to even open your textbook because it's just, I don't know. I mean, just show up, suit up and show up.
What did your friend Nate Carson say the reason for going to college was?
To teach you how to fill out forms and paperwork.
I thought that was a pretty smart quote.
Yep, it's just it's playing the game.
Okay, so how long did you play the game for?
I played it for a year, a whole year, and then I just couldn't take it anymore. It just bored me to tears, you know?
Yeah.
It was just too much.
Yeah, it's interesting. Some people, you know, Michael reads all the time, you know, reads constantly about all different subjects, you know, really smart guy, but college bored him to tears. And I think that that's the point of what we're talking about tonight, is that just because you can complete your college degree does not mean you're a little smarty pants.
True that.
You might be, but not necessarily. That's what we're saying. Okay. Oh, yeah. So why'd you decide to quit?
I was too bored. I couldn't sit down and do the little bit of homework that it required, even though it was remedial. It was just, I couldn't take it no more. It wasn't me. I would have had to go another 4 years, and I just couldn't stand the thought of four more years of it. To get my Oregon transfer thing, it would have been another 4 years.
Yeah. Okay.
Do the same. stay free.
Now I'm going to interview another community college dropout, in a community college gypsy, more appropriately. Been in and out through the years. I'm going to speak to Alia DeMond.
Hello.
Hello. Well, you obviously graduated high school. What was the first kernel of a community college of any kind put in your brain?
Well, I went to Evergreen State College in Olympia, Washington for one quarter.
That was your first stop?
Yeah.
And that Evergreen has quite a reputation.
Yeah, Evergreen is kind of, Evergreen's a crazy place. If you want to get down to business and study, it's not the place.
What exactly did you take there?
I took a course called Labyrinths, and we were studying the labyrinth in mythology, and we did a lot about talking about labyrinths and building large labyrinth structures and walking through them and supposed to be having spiritual experiences when we get to the center and things of that nature.
And what was the tuition?
I don't know, because I think I got it all paid for by financial aid. But it was a four-year university, so I assume it was probably pretty expensive.
So it could have been at least like...
could have been like 20 grand.
20,000 a year to build labyrinths.
To build a fort, basically. And walk through it.
All right, then what was your next stop after that?
Okay, well then, I got tired of Evergreen because I really wanted to take drama courses, and their program just, you couldn't really take the classes that you wanted. You had to enroll in a program. So I wanted more like freedom, like where I could pick my own classes. So I transferred to South Puget Sound Community College.
Where is that located?
Olympia, Washington.
So that's the second stop in Olympia.
Second stop in Olympia.
And how did you find the South Puget Sound Community College?
I actually found their catalog at Evergreen in the advising department, and the advisor there told me that it was a really good school.
How was your experience there?
It was good. Like, I mean, the classes were really easy. I took acting, singing, and Psychology 101.
How was the food in the cafeteria?
I'm trying to remember if they even had a cafeteria. I don't remember.
All right, well, how many credits did you tag up there? How many did you get?
30.
Total?
I went there for two quarters.
And what made you decide enough?
I just was tired of school. I was ready to leave Washington because I never lived anywhere except for Washington, and I know I moved out of the house, but I wanted to take a bigger move. I wanted to have an adventure, so I just decided to drop out and move to London.
Pretty gutsy move.
Yeah, I guess.
And then after, well, that must have taught you a lot more than, I mean, What do you feel you gain more of an experience from, South Puget Sound Community College or London?
London, definitely. I mean, when I first got to London, the first, like, I remember my first day there, I had a roommate in my hostel who was from Kazakhstan, and I didn't even know what Kazakhstan was, that it was a country, how big it was. I went on the internet and I looked it up and I saw that it was this huge country under Russia, and then after that I just learned so much more about the world. I went from like being a really ignorant about geography and different cultures around the world, and I just met so many different people and learned way more than I learned in a year at college.
Well, you said you took Psychology 101 in the Puget Sound Community College?
Yeah.
And didn't you bartend in London, right?
Yes.
So what do you think you got more of a real psychology understanding from, the community college or bartending in London?
Bartending in London is like being a therapist. So without getting a degree of any kind, I was a therapist. People who came up to the bar because they wanted to talk to me about their problems.
Nice.
Because they felt comfortable. I created a good client, experience, like a therapist does.
So then what was your next experience with the college world?
I took a course while I was there of how to teach English as a foreign language.
And then that was, how long did that last for?
It was only a 3-day course.
And it was how much?
Like £300, I think. But you get this certificate, and apparently the certificate, and it has been proven to be true in my experience, this certificate lets you get a job teaching English, like, practically anywhere in the world. But it's just a 3-day class, so it's good.
Nice. And then you eventually ended up using that certificate.
Yeah, I used my 3-day certificate, and I became a full-time kindergarten English teacher in Bolivia. And I taught all my classes. I taught 5 classes a day, and I planned the lessons. I was a real deal teacher, people, with no college degree.
Without any college degree.
Yeah.
And so now, where are you at now in your college experience?
Right now in my college experience, well, I came back and I enrolled in Seattle Central. And, you know, it was good while I was living in Seattle. But right now I am in the process of completing my 2-year degree, which I started about 5 years ago, online.
Nice.
Yeah.
And how are you finding that? Is it better than having to go to a classroom?
It's good because I can look anything up online. Well, like if I'm taking the test, I can just look things up online.
And then you could complete it if we wanted to go to...
Yeah, I can live anywhere I want. Well, you don't learn as much, obviously. Like, it's just going through the motions. But I just decided, since I'm almost done with my AA, I should at least just finish it, I guess.
I agree.
Yeah.
Don't know what I'm doing here.
That was TV Smith with Generation Y. Hey, I just wanted to say a little bit about that guy, TV Smith, who did that song. I think that song is so good. I saw him in London, like, I went to go see this other band, and he was, like, the opening guy, but he was, like, the best, just him and his guitar. I guess he used to be part of a punk band called The Adverts, and now he's, like, this old guy, you know, playing the guitar and singing some great songs. Yeah, so do we have any words in conclusion?
Just know what you're getting into when you go into college, you know? See it for what it is. It might be for some people, it might not be for others, but you will be paying back someday.
And everybody has the free will to choose. You don't have to do one thing or the other. You can do what you want. I think this CD that we use is like skipping. That's funny. Okay, we're gonna play another song.
My friends from high school married their high school boyfriends, moved into houses in the same zip codes where their parents live, but I could never follow. No, I could never follow. Hit the highway in a pink car.
That was the Dixie Chicks with Taking the Long Way. Hey, we're gonna invite people to call in. Our phone number is 360-468-3656. And the first person to call in gets a free textbook on abnormal psychology. Because when I ordered my textbook the first time, they sent the wrong textbook. I ordered it from half.com. They sent only the highlighted version, so it doesn't have everything in it, it just has the highlights. So then they refunded me, and then I ordered it again from a different person, and they sent me the wrong version too. So I have two extra copies of the wrong version of Abnormal Psychology that I'm gonna give to the first two callers that call in.
I wish there was a super theory of super everything. Then we wouldn't need college at all, would we?
First time I have read the Bible, it had struck me as unwitty. I think it may start a rumor that the Lord ain't got no humor. Put me inside SSC. Let's this super string theory. Hey, 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 hey. Accelerate the protons. I steer it twice and then just admit. Cause I don't read the Bible. Of the knowledge into labyrinth of doubt, frozen underground, ocean melting, milking on my mind. Give me everything theory without Nazi uniformity. My brothers are protons,
protons.
My sisters are neurons,
neurons.
I steer it twice, it's instant family. I don't read the Bible. Physicists in your family. Was your grandma auntie auntie? Was your grandpa Bunty Bunty? The Yaskin Embassy. Boom! I don't read the Bible.
Alright, we're back. Tune in next week for our interview with Crazy Lance. He'll be talking about biospheres.
Bye, we're the Dead Air Gypsies. And you're listening to KLOI LP Lopez Island, Washington, 102.9 FM.
Time is up for new-